Hello, world. We have returned from our hiatus, our 3-day hiatus.
Or 2-day hiatus, or 10-week hiatus. Whenever I decide to actually edit this and put it on the internet.
Yeah, so somebody is talking on the other microphone, and his name is?
Ed. And the other person talking on the other side of the microphone is?
Jesse.
And I think we're called the Battling Jesters, but I'm not sure, are we?
I don't know. What I want you guys to do is when you get home, like you're listening to us in the car.
They might be. You never know.
Wherever you are, pull up iTunes, look up Battling Jesters. If you find something that looks like us,
yeah,
cool.
Find a few episodes, usually called Battling Jesters On and Something.
And then the episode number, even though, I don't know, maybe we should do away with that.
Well, we got to have episode numbers.
That's fine. As long as they're in chronological order, that's fine.
So they know what, so they can go with the back, if they want to know the
back
history.
I think we need to put more of an introduction into them. Where Jesse and Ed talk about this, we need to put a little bit more detail into that.
Well, you can go ahead and edit.
Okay. You'll have to throw me the password. Anyways, I hope you guys liked our last thing on comedians. We did have a good time doing that. We're going to talk about another thing we love.
Video games.
When I started playing video games, I did not have a system of my own until I got a PlayStation 2. So the majority of my video gaming from second grade on was PC.
Okay.
I started with a game called Star Crusader.
Don't think I ever played
to
that,
this
but...
DOS.
Okay, yeah. Well,
those kids who think all gaming is on platforms have never played a DOS game, will never know the simple pleasures. It was ahead of its time.
Okay.
Good graphics for being a DOS game. Great cinematics, great story, great space game.
Okay.
The other games, there are two games that everybody knows, Cosmos Cosmic Adventure.
No, I didn't play that.
And Oregon Trail.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody knows those two.
You didn't play...
Math Munchers?
No, I was going to talk about
Duke
Wolfenstein
Nukem?
3D.
Wolfenstein, yes. No, that's the first one that I remember playing where it was like really killing and stuff.
Yeah, first person.
Because we had the old Windows Entertainment back, and we played Jez Ball and Chips Challenge.
Oh, jeez.
And Chips Challenge is a great game.
Yeah, but you had the Windows... Entertainment package. I'm sorry.
It was 1995.
Yeah,
what?
No, I'm sorry.
There was no. I didn't have a Nintendo. I played Nintendo at my friend's house. We played Sega. We played Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm still. And people to this day say that Mario is the greatest thing ever. And I'm like, it's good, but the majority. And I'm going to say this is the 100% honest truth. The majority of people who have played Mario, the hipster Mario crowd, have only played the first level. The first two. Yep.
No.
The majority. Nope. It's 100% true. I know it's true because if you ask people about level 4, level 5, they won't know what the hell was going
Why?
On.
Why? I'd warped.
Yeah, everybody warped.
Why wouldn't you if you can warp and you know where it's at, why wouldn't you warp?
To play the game.
I'm playing the game. It's in the game. I'm playing that level. I'm warping on. I'm cheating that's been part of the game.
Most people didn't even play those levels.
And I actually played through both ways of the game, and I rather warp. It was much more fun that way.
If you say so, I enjoyed the challenge better.
By having the spiky shells, and if you really want a challenge, play the Mario Lost Levels game, which is the most ridiculous Mario game I've ever made.
Right.
Still to this day.
Right. So you want to just start with Nintendo? I'm talking about video games?
That's where I technically started back before even your DOS days. I played a game called Castle, which was little, you were, I believe, the letter T.
Yes.
And
text
it was
base.
No, it wasn't even text. There was a text-based game, but this one was you were just the letter T and you used the arrow keys to move up and down on the screen, and you were trying to hunt. You were in a castle that was using the number symbol
mm-hmm.
as the borders,
mm-hmm.
and then they used another symbol for bushes that were in the castle gardens.
Nice.
And the letter Q was a snake.
Nice.
And it came and attacked you. But if you had the sword, which you picked up, which
letter
was
L.
A letter. Actually, it was
I.
Letter S.
S. Sword.
Yeah, you picked up the letter S, and it was a sword, and you would and you're rubbing against the snake, you kill it.
Nice.
Then you go and hunt down a boomerang, which I don't know if you remember the letter for that.
V.
And then, no, because
L.
The V, actually, no, I'm sorry, the W was the bat that would kill you if you didn't have the boomerang.
That makes
and
sense.
And then once you did that, you actually got to the final level of the castle by going all the way to the basement and climbing a tower to the top, and you win.
Nice.
And all you would get is an ASCII smiley face and a beeping noise like, dee 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 dee, and you're like, wow, okay.
That's awesome.
So that was my game.
While we're talking about text-based games, before you go off of that, graphing calculator?
Yep.
Me and my buddy used a graphing calculator to create a game.
Yep.
It was called Hick Quest.
Nice.
And it was a fighting game.
Okay.
And it was mathematical equations.
Yep, yep.
And you input numbers.
You put whatever numbers.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then it would have, you would go like to different levels, and like there would be a little picture of something.
Yep.
And then you would go to the next level, and it would be like, it'd be like, you bought a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And now you want to fight the super strong guy, the medium strong guy, or the weak strong guy. You fight the weak strong guy, you don't get much experience.
Yeah.
You fight the super strong guy, you get a lot of experience, but you might get killed.
Might get beat, yeah.
So, and that was a great game. We turned it into Simpsons Hit Quest. We turned it into WWE Hit Quest.
Yeah.
WWE Quest.
Those games were being passed around throughout high school before I was going there.
Yep. So, but anyways, Nintendo is where we're starting.
Well, we went on to graphic calculators to start with, so anyway.
Nintendo,
you never really had one, so.
Never really played one outside of Mario Kart. And Smash Brothers.
Wait, Mario Kart was on the original Nintendo?
I'm just talking about Nintendo in general.
Okay, because then that's
just talking about Nintendo in general, because I never really played a lot.
So you never played Bond? You never played it? You didn't play GoldenEye?
Nope.
Okay.
Not the old one.
The N64 one.
Oh, yeah, I did play that. I thought you meant there was one on the other
one. No,
I didn't. There's nothing N64.
If you're talking Nintendo, it goes all the way up to N64, as I consider Nintendo.
Okay.
The Wii is the new modern era.
Right.
So we'll go with the old stuff if you're going to talk Nintendo. When I talk Nintendo, I talk NES. That's the only thing I ever think of.
Right.
Super Nintendo, I never owned. I owned a Nintendo because 1986 came along and everyone and their parents had one other than me.
Right.
And I'd been bitching for one for 2 years now at that point. That finally my parents realized, or my mom realized, and my grandparents realized, he really does want one. So they got
realized?
One. Yeah, because I kept pushing it and pushing it, like, because they thought it was just going to be a fad.
I wish my parents were cool like that.
They thought it was going to be a fad. They really thought the Nintendo would be a fad and be out the door. Because the Atari was kind of a fad. Yes, the Commodore 64, the Coco computer, the ColecoVisions were all kind of fads. The Nintendo could just be the next one in line.
I understand that reasoning.
And they just wanted to see, and they waited a year and a half, and the price actually did drop a little bit. And I got...
Let me ask, how much?
I think it was $200 at that time.
Wow. Go ahead.
From $250, so it was $50 cheaper. Plus, I got the two controllers and the light gun with the Super Mario Brothers Duck Hunt on one game.
Yes.
So,
what was the other great game off of that? The Olympics game. Do you remember that?
That was if you got the board.
Yeah.
I didn't have the running board one, which no one ever ran on it. All they ever did was use their hands and
pat
down. Yeah. And then when they tried to do the hurdles, they would stop and pat down again. But so I had the Nintendo. I had that. I still play my Nintendo. Actually, I don't play it anymore because I don't have the power cord. We lost it in the move to here. I had that Nintendo from 86 until 95 running and playing games on it. Battletoads was an amazing
game.
Double Dragon 2, Double Dragon 1. These are just, I had a lot of one-player games because I didn't have, I did have friends, but they never really came over to the house, so
yeah.
I'd be playing by myself. But then I had the four-player NES Play Action Football, which everyone always says Tecmo Bowl. as the greatest football game ever, I would like to always prove them wrong. I would like to prove them wrong by playing NES play action football with them. That's the first game that instead of being left to right football on the screen, for the most part, it was up and down on the screen.
Yeah.
You would kick off, the screen would turn completely around 180, so the running back would be, or the kickoff receiver would run straight up the field, and you would, as the defending team, would be coming down on them.
Yeah.
So instead of, as Tecmo was, left to right all the time and boring, this actually looked more like what you see on football, on right. television, or
definitely better than quarterback club.
To what you do now, to what you see now in all the football games of Maddens and everything like that. They always play quote from north south. They never you never see it unless you unless you change the video thing to east west.
Right,
you're an idiot.
You are, but it doesn't make sense in a three dimensional world.
Yeah, and so. I mean, I think. It was still, I think, 7-on-7, but just because the NES did not have the capabilities to do 11-on-11.
Right.
But it was an amazing game. You had 16 plays per page, and you usually had 3 pages of plays instead of Tecmo Bowl, which
four.
Was... Yeah, I think 6 plays.
4. On, you had 4 and 4.
Yeah, so you had 8 plays. No, I had 16 pages of plays. And you could play up to 4 people on the game.
The real problem with Tecmo Bowl was that you didn't know. You knew what your offensive plays were going to do. You didn't know what your defensive plays were going to do.
If you just had the defense, if you picked the same defense as the offense, you'd sack them.
Right, but if you didn't, you were screwed.
You're just trying and hoping and trying to set up to block their offensive play.
Right,
that you know,
which you can't because their players are better than yours every time. Yeah. They make open field moves, and your guys look like Stonehenge.
And if you're Bo Jackson, you can do whatever you want because Bo Jackson is Bo Jackson.
Tecmo All Stars, better than Quarterback Club. Like I said, have you ever? Did you ever play that?
Oh yeah.
Did you ever play the original NFL Blitz?
Yes, I played the NFL Blitz. I actually have it on I have it on the N64.
Yeah. That game was a lot of fun.
We
just cuz you could pile on people.
We had Blitz 2000. We had tournaments called Armageddon tournaments at our houses where we'd be up from noon and this was after high school. We're all like 18 to 25 years old.
Right.
So we're all stupid young and just having a blast. Stay up all night long playing video games all night long, playing whatever game we play.
Blitz.
Usually Blitz like 8-minute quarters, which was ridiculously late, way too long.
The five score, is like tops.
The score was, I believe, like 100 to 3 to 106 at the end. You're just like, what the
Why
hell is
we
going
do
on?
That? I so, love Blitz. Yeah. The games that I grew up with, I played Command & Conquer.
Yeah.
PC games.
PC games,
I played Command & Conquer and MechWarrior.
Oh, MechWarrior. I wish they would come out with a new one.
The last MechWarrior game, the MechWarrior 4, was phenomenal. It was. It was just, all of them were great, and they stopped, and it was like...
I think they came out with a MechWarrior game. But you need to spend $600 for the controller, because the controller was the internal side of the mech, where you had two remote controls on your left and right at shoulder length apart.
Wow!
The buttons and knobs, everything in the middle, in between them.
I would buy
and
that.
And lights up on the
I would
top
buy
of
that.
It. Yeah, I was
I would
like,
buy that.
That is ridiculously amazing. But $600, it's like, okay, I'm going to have to save up for that.
Yep. MechWarrior, they had the console version of that, which was Armored Core, which was kind of like MechWarrior. The missions were better, way better for MechWarrior, and Armored Core kind of had a silly... the points thing but MechWarrior, but really Command & Conquer. And I was talking to somebody at work about this today, just hours, not even hours, but years, like cumulative years that I've spent playing, not days, not weeks, but years.
Yeah,
that I've
months.
Played playing that game, just from the original with Kane to Red Alert, where you're sent back with Tanya and all them and the Soviets.
Yeah.
and to Tiberian Sun, Back to the Future again, you know, to Red Alert 2. Tiberian Sun had Firestorm, which was a phenomenal expansion.
Didn't they do a Command & Conquer 2049 or something like that, too?
No.
I think
Tiberian Sun's the one where they went to the future, and it was Nod versus GDI again. And then they did Red Alert 2, and then something bad happened. Then they did Renegade, which was their FPS version, which was kind of cool. I mean, if you liked Command & Conquer, it was a cool idea. If you didn't, you were just playing another FPS.
Yeah.
And then they got bought out by EA, and one of the greatest gaming companies in the world, Westwood, was finished. Everything since then has been the same EA formula that they use. It's been so disappointing. Red Alert 3 and Command & Conquer 3, and it's just, and I haven't even, like, and I know other ones have came out since then. Generals was the first one, and Generals was kind of fun, and after that it was just like,
you know what game needs to come back again? I'm just thinking it in my head.
What?
X-Wing versus TIE Fighter.
Yeah.
PC gold. Golden, yes. If they came out with that now.
Yes.
And just have, like,
the fighter pilot Star Wars.
Yeah, every single spaceship that they've ever had in any, from episodes 1 through 6.
Even the one, episode 1.
Shane. Yes. Hey, episode 1 spaceships look pretty badass.
Yes, they did.
So, I would love to see
pod
it.
Pod racing.
Yeah. Well, the pod races don't count. I mean, I was talking about the spaceships.
I know.
The spaceships actually look like the one that Princess Amidala.
I can't believe they made that whole movie about pod.
Or Queen Amidala. But anyways, it wasn't all about pod racing. It was about the little boy who
knew. Little boy in love with a old woman. Well, a tall...
A 11-year-old woman to his 8.
Right.
Ooh, wow.
Well, he looked like he was 6 to her 18, yeah.
But... And then... Also having the Force and being awesome.
Yep.
So.
Yep, yep, yep.
And growing up as a slave boy.
Okay, okay, video games.
Yeah, anyway.
Jar Jar Binks.
X-Men, the X-Wing versus TIE Fighter would be mm-hmm. amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see another X-Men arcade game brought out.
I have that on my PS3.
The actual arcade game?
The actual arcade. So you Colossus.
So you could have 6 people?
Yep.
Play.
Up to 6 people. Yep.
That's great.
Colossus. That was my dude.
Like Simpsons arcade game was also just the same game.
It's Colossus every time.
Yeah. Really?
Colossus or Storm. Those are my two. Yeah.
I can see. I played as Storm.
Well, it was like the leader of the X-Men was Cyclops, but Cyclops was the worst on there. He was lame.
Except for his power beam. I mean, his power beam coming out would blast everything.
But his power beam would only go in one direction, whereas, same with Storm, but, like, and Dazzler, of all the lame choices.
Well, my two that I always played was Wolverine or Gambit.
Wolverine and Gambit, or you mean Nightcrawler?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those two were great. My buddy was always Nightcrawler. I was always Colossus, so.
I mean, everyone loves Wolverine, so why not play Wolverine?
Definitely.
And he doesn't have any extra powers. He's just fucking Wolverine.
Yeah.
But those games, I mean, another games that I miss, but I know they can never make them again, the old SSI role-playing games.
Yeah.
Dungeons & Dragons SSI games were absolutely amazing for their time.
Yep.
Late 80s, early 90s. DOS games that had cheesy 8, maybe 16-bit 8 to 16-bit graphic stories, but you had like 12 floppy disks for the game.
And you just kept popping them in.
You'd have to swap in and out. Yeah, you'd have to swap in and out floppy disks because the game was like, okay, you've gotten this far, now we got to put the story into this
drive
part.
6 of 12.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I thought those games were amazing.
How about what was the one I was thinking of? You were talking about arcade games, NBA Jam. Gotta be classic.
We had NBA Jam for N64 as well. It was we called it our street ball.
Yeah,
street ball tournaments at the house as well.
Oh,
which
yeah.
was 2-on-2s.
Yep.
Ridiculous. He's
Did anybody ever play the rookie team with Christian Laettner and
no,
freaking
why would you? Why buy what you
want. It was such a waste of a team. You have your option of
Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Michael Jordan was never in the game. Yeah, there is. No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't. Look it up. Look it up now. Michael Jordan was.
I can't look it up now.
Michael Jordan refused to be in it.
Well, he was in the video version of on the N64.
Maybe he was in that one, but the arcade game he refused to be in. It was Ron Harper. No, not Ron Harper.
It was Scottie Pippen.
It was Scottie Pippen and BJ Horace Grant. It was Horace Grant because Horace Grant would go up to dunk.
You could switch out Scottie Pippen with BJ.
BJ Armstrong.
Yeah.
Horace Grant would go up to dunk, and he would have his goggles on. He would go up to dunk, and he would clang the rim every time he dunked.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I remember.
Other video games that are
Well, good. Let's go. I'm going to move to the PlayStation.
Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, Street Fighter. Any Street Fighter is good by me.
I hated Mortal Kombat. I like Street Fighter.
Any Street Fighter is good by me. Really, Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter are really the same thing.
I just don't like a block button.
Yeah.
That's my key of the two different of the difference of fighting games.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a block button on there, I'm not playing your game. I don't understand why can't I just hold back
right
to block.
Right.
Because that's usually how I start all my moves anyways, is right. by going back to the forward.
Right, and counters. that makes sense. I wanted to talk about one of the games that really got me into there are two games that got me into platform gaming.
Okay.
First one was Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
Which, oh my God.
Everybody and their mother. I mean, second one was Metal Gear Solid.
Oh.
No? No?
I played the Metal Gears on Nintendo.
Yeah. The real bad graphic ones.
The original Metal Gear and Snake's Revenge.
Yep.
I have still not passed level 2 of Snake's Revenge. That game is impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole idea of the game, I understand. It's stealth. You're trying to be as...
It's not possible.
In that one, you
And the
need,
funny thing is a lot of
stealthy.
People don't know about those games.
Yeah, Snake's Revenge.
People don't realize that Metal Gear Solid was like the fifth Metal Gear game.
Yeah.
So, but the thing about Metal Gear is it was really a new thing then. Because we didn't have Tom Clancy. We didn't have... Because like Tom Clancy and Medal of Honor, they came after that.
Yeah.
Metal Gear kind of set the stage for games like that. And it was one of them. It was one of the godfathers of games like that. And it changed, like, there were a lot of shooter games, but you'd just be shooting.
Yeah, this one wasn't a shooter. You didn't want to shoot. You wanted to stealth it out.
Yes.
And I also really hate third-person games.
Yeah.
Every third-person shooter game, I suck at.
Really?
First-person shooters, I'm perfectly fine at.
Weird.
Third-person, because I'm not the gun. I'm not the gun at that
makes
point.
Makes sense. No, it makes sense.
Having to try to figure out where that person is
where
shooting
I'm pointing.
At.
Yeah.
Instead of me just pointing and saying, shoot that thing. So, I understand. Yeah, Wolfenstein, Doom, all the way through to all these other games, to the new ones, Battlefront and all these others.
Yep.
Oh, that's another game that needs to be made, George Lucas, if you're listening. Battlefront 3, Star Wars Battlefield games.
George Lucas is not listening.
Well,
disclaimer,
can
George
I dream?
Lucas is not listening.
Can I dream?
Look, if they're listening, Westwood, please get control of your studio and make your own games again.
Yeah, LucasArts has control
EA is great and all, but... Let them do their EA stuff.
EA's taking over everything.
Oh, they are, and it's disgusting.
It's either them or Activision.
Well, and I remember what made EA the giant, and it was The Sims.
No.
Like, they were already big, but when The Sims came out, it was like EA went from being like this really good thing. And here's the problem. EA took a great franchise like SimCity, and they beat that over the head, too.
They beat everything over the head. That's what EA does.
Because what's Will Wright's Maxis? Maxis had so many good games, and then EA bought them.
Yeah.
And Will Wright hated Maxis so much that he stepped down, and he made what was the game he made? The one about the cell? Spore?
Yep.
Spore. He made Spore because he hated Maxis. He hated EA so much that he stepped out, and he said, I'm going to make a game entirely my way. And he came out with Spore.
Yeah.
So
there's been plenty of these people. If you want to step out and make your own game, feel free.
Spore is like revolutionary game.
EA's been doing what EA's been doing since the early 80s.
Oh, yeah.
They've constantly grabbed up things.
Yeah.
They were the ones that were... They wanted to be the producers of all games. Them and Activision want to be the producers of all games. They want to bring in all the camps, all the people, and sit in a building together. Sit in a building together and basically brainstorm to find out what comes out of it, and get the best minds and the best writers and best coders. And there you go.
Thank you, Valve, for not bending to that. Thank you for coming out with Half-Life, Portal, and Team Fortress.
Portal is one of the most innovative new games Portal? Of all times. It was most innovative games.
Tell me who was sitting in the drawing board room who said, I've got an idea. Let's make a game about physics, about puzzles, and make it a first-person shooter.
Half-Life 2 already had those physics puzzles games.
Well, no, but it's not. It's groundbreaking.
Half-Life 2 had the gravity gun
for
puzzles.
Half-Life 2 came out at the same time as Portal.
No.
Yes.
Half-Life 2 came out seven...
Half-Life 2 was sold with the orange box with Portal.
Half-Life 2 had been out on PC for at least 5 to 6 years. They were already up to Half-Life 2 Episode 2.
Was
it? Before Portal came out.
Are you sure?
100% sure. I bought Half-Life 2 the day it came out.
Maybe I'm thinking of something different.
I bought Half-Life 2 the day it came out, and it was like Episode 1 of Half-Life 2 came out 3 years later, and then 2 years after that, Episode 2 came out,
which
was on the orange box.
Right.
They brought out that Team Fortress.
One of the best ever.
I don't like Team Fortress.
The greatest multiplayer game.
I understand Team Fortress people, how they like that, because they like to have the character classes
of their stuff. It's so much fun.
I can have the character class in Counter-Strike, thanks. I'll be a sniper, or I'll be a run-and-gunning kind of guy.
Team Fortress is way better than Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike
is the bomb. Is amazing, and I haven't played it in like 7 years. It's amazing.
And they're coming out with a new one.
I just want to know who was sitting around and thought that Portal was a good idea.
Gary's mod did that.
What? I know, but it's like, where...
Gravity Gun was their first thought.
Brilliant.
And then they said,
Portal Gun.
Let's make a Portal Gun, and let's put them together in the next movie.
That guy should be a billionaire.
Well, that's, I believe, everybody in Valve.
Oh, they should be. And they were like, by the way, we'll sell all this for $30.
Yeah.
We'll give you three amazing games, all the Half-Life you can play.
A lot of those games were already out, so that's why they put it out for $30, because for the PC. Now, putting it on to the Xbox and the PS3,
perfect
choice. Bringing
perfect.
Console people into realizing, hey, by the way, guess what?
Perfect.
PCs are better.
What's your take on Halo?
I've never liked Halo, and the reason why I never liked Halo was because it was a PC first-person shooter.
Yeah,
and the controls for the PC were absolute shit, and the game itself was absolute shit.
It
on PC.
It did make it difficult. I played it and beat it on PC, and it just wasn't the same.
Yeah, and their multiplayer on PC was like, why do I even playing this?
Now, here's the thing about Halo. There's a lot of people that I'm friends with who love Halo.
Yeah.
Halo is such a snob game.
It was made by the Macintosh.
The people
writers.
Exactly. The people who love Halo. And I understand when the Xbox came out, it was Xbox Halo.
Yeah.
It was Xbox Halo. That was the only game. That was Halo, and what was the other game? Was it like Frogger? Was that
wrestling.
All
wrestling?
They-
Huh? A wrestling game.
Pro wrestling. They had two games.
WWE.
That was it.
Yeah.
And Halo was the game. And I get it. It's great.
It was amazing.
And the Xbox
It looked great on the Xbox.
The Xbox is a fine system. I'll take the PlayStation any day. I'll take a PC first. I'll take the PlayStation next. I mean, the Xbox is fine. I'm not going to get into that argument because I'll play both of them. I like the controller for the PlayStation better.
Yeah.
But Halo, it's a great game. But the people who play Halo are such snobs about it. Halo has to be the best game in the world. Halo has to be the game they play.
I laugh when they're like, oh, this guy never talks. He's the first guy as a first-person shooter to never talk. Let's talk about Gordon Freeman.
Gordon Freeman, yeah, exactly. No, there's plenty of people in first person who don't talk.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Talking about modern first-person shooters, and I'm like, Gordon Freeman.
Master Chief's fine, but it was like, after the first one, it was cool because everybody liked it. When Halo 2 came out, it was like, okay, we'll play it, and then we'll go back to our games, whereas the Halo snobs were like, no, nothing but Halo.
Yeah.
And now Halo 3, nothing but Halo.
I mean,
Halo this, nothing but Halo.
The first Halo game... I thought it was a cool...
Transcending.
I thought it was a pretty cool idea, especially like the idea that you're on an actual Halo.
The graphics...
You're actually on a Halo.
The graphics engine that they put in that game...
Was okay. It was pretty good. It looked pretty.
It was cool.
I think the Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 graphics looked better, but that's just me.
A lot of times in Halo, the one thing I had to knock on it is if you weren't in first-person mode... You had no idea what you were doing.
Yeah.
So anytime you were driving a car,
yeah.
You were screwed.
Yeah.
You couldn't see anything.
And I never understood why your pistol was more powerful than a shotgun or something else
The shotgun was the most useless weapon in the original Halo.
Yeah.
I was like, how does that work out?
They basically decided to take out years of first-person shooting gold, Doom,
mm-hmm.
Doom 2.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever game was after Dooms and Doom 2s that used a shotgun. And
right.
Blah, 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 on the way down. And we're going to bring a shotgun into Halo. It's the weakest gun ever.
Even then, the assault rifle wasn't even that great of a weapon. Like you wanted to get yourself an alien pistol if you wanted to do some killing.
Yeah.
And all they did was overheat. And you were fine other than that. The alien pistols... Well, the green one, the blue one was better. And, of course, everybody liked the pink one because it shot the shards. That was cool. But it was just like, why? And the shotgun was useless. And I kept, I'd always pick up the shotgun, and it never made sense to me.
You'd have to be at close range for it, and by that time, you're almost all dead.
Yeah. And, any game I play, I always want to pick up the shotgun, because it's the shotgun, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Doom. Double-barrel shotgun.
Come
Doom
on.
Was the greatest ever feeling. Doom 2 with double-barrel shotgun running through levels, killing demons.
So while we're talking about first-person shooters, Call of Duty versus Battlefield.
Nah, I can't really say. I've got Call of Duty Black Ops on my computer at home, and the reason why I picked that up was because I thought, hey, this looks like a good game, and I got it discounted at $30, and getting sniped by people from half a mile away is hilarious.
Are you someone who likes to play as a sniper?
Oh, yeah.
I can't do it.
I play either run and gun. Snipe.
Run and gun all day. I can't do covert stuff. I've got to be out there finding people and shooting them.
I play either way. I can play either run and gun or sniper.
As much as I love to walk up behind someone and give them the old backstab.
Yeah. I just... I'll switch up in the middle of games, too. I'll run and gun for half a game and then be like... Okay, I know where the snipers are at now. Now I'm going to snipe them.
The only game I was ever really good at sniping on was Team Fortress.
Just
because, because the levels were easy to find sniper spots on those,
yeah.
Whereas other places are way more wide open. I love Battlefield. PC started Battlefield 1942. Great game.
That's why I was talking about Battlefront earlier.
Capture the flag. I mean, capture your flag and defend it.
Yeah.
That's all it was. And I could do that all day.
Oh, geez. Talking about capture the flag, Unreal Tournament.
Yep.
And Unreal Tournament 2004.
Hell yeah.
I still own that game, and every once in a while get in into an Instagib capture the flag tournament.
Yeah.
And usually, because Instagib is, the shot kills you immediately.
Yep.
You're dead. And the levels are only 10 by 10, it's tiny. And so it's usually 8-on-8 insta-give. So, even when you spawn, you're dead. You spawn, you're dead. You spawn, you're dead. You spawn, you're dead. And everyone's just trying to run across the board to grab their flags and come back. It's one of the most hilarious games ever just to play. I remember playing in another version of it that was in the right after the first. Keanu Reeves
Matrix
movie. They had the Matrix level set up, the elevator room where they have the shootout.
Yeah.
Only were like 2 inches tall in there. And it's the whole area.
Yeah.
And we playing in InstaGib. It was pretty fun in Unreal Tournament.
Nice.
Sorry for jumping in on
No, that's fine. Battlefield is the game I've always loved. Bad Company 2 are really good stories.
Bad Company,
really good stories, and the characters are hilarious.
Yeah.
That's where I think they rise above Call of Duty. Call of Duty has really great multiplayer. Their
good
campaigns,
good voice actors too. By the way,
Call of Duty.
Yeah,
Call of Duty.
They have Ice Cube.
They do have some, but I don't think they really build the characters as well as Battlefield does.
Well, that's because everyone's dying in Call of Duty.
True.
I mean, from the original Call of Duty games of Call of Duty, like World War II one.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, the first one. Everyone on your squad dies every single time you move up.
Yep.
It's like, so I don't have anybody? I'm pretty much, I mean,
yeah,
supposedly I have people, but they're all, I'm watching them get shot.
Yeah. And that's the one thing I will dog Bad Company for is none of your teammates ever die.
Yeah. Why would you want them to die?
Well, they don't really help you a lot either.
I mean, what, are we doing, stupid number seven.
They don't help you.
Role-playing game on the PS2. Dragon something. Not something dragon.
Dragon Age?
No, it's not Dragon Age. It was the stupid role-playing game that everyone loves. It's number seven.
Final Fantasy.
Yeah, Final Fantasy.
Stupid game.
Final Fantasy VII. The twist. She dies.
She dies.
From that, right before you go up against the main guy.
It's stupid. Yeah. I never got into Final Fantasy.
Well,
About games that I'll never get into, World of Warcraft.
Yeah. The reason why I never got into Final Fantasy was I watched people play it, and I realized...
Another snob game.
No, what I realized from that game was all you're going to do is go from point A to point B.
Yep.
And usually you go from point A to point B and then back to point A to back to point B because you're trying to get...
Never understood it.
Trying to find fights to get up in an experience to go to finally finish point B to move on to point C, but you keep going back and forth to gain the experience to
never
get up through.
Never understood it.
I understand.
It's boring.
I don't like the fact that you're stuck going point A to point B.
It's boring.
If you remember
boring.
The very... second Zelda game ever made, which was a role-playing game on the Nintendo, Link's Return or Link's Awakening.
I can't believe we didn't talk about Zelda. That's a great game.
Link's Return or Link's Awakening. I can't remember what the name of it is. I have it at home. It's a role-playing version game where you're actually, but you're allowed to go anywhere on the map unless there's a rock blocking your way because you have to get the glove to break the rock. And so... But you're able to go everywhere.
Here's another thing I really hate, and we talk about this all the time. 90s and 2000 kids who don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Always talking about how much they love Zelda. You didn't play Zelda. You didn't play Mario. No, you didn't play Mario. You didn't play Zelda. Why? You were born in 1992. You didn't play Mario. You didn't play Zelda.
Super Nintendo's games.
When they were 5 years old?
They got them from their older brothers and older sisters.
They didn't play them.
Okay.
They say, like, you're a 90s kid if... No, they don't remember those things. They saw one episode. They played one game of Mario. They went through one level of Zelda. Bullshit. You do not know what the fuck you're talking about. Shut up and let those of us who have been there talk about it. I'm not going to sit here and say that I played Pong for 6 hours because I didn't, okay? I'm not going to sit here and say that I played Missile Command back then. Now, I'll tell you what. Those Atari games, Missile Command, Centipede and Tempest, Asteroid... Battle Zone,
Pac-Man,
some of my all-time... Well, Missile Command's not, because once you get the hang of it, you could play all day. same with Centipede. Once you get the hang of Centipede, you could play that all day. Same with Pac-Man. Once you figure out the routine... I mean, there are people who will play Pac-Man for an entire day straight just because you only have to do one thing.
Or King of Kong.
Yeah, same thing. You just jump, go, go, jump, go, go, jump. I mean, it's a pretty simple...
But there's a final screen, man. There's a final screen. Did you see the movie?
Yeah, it's the exact same thing. But Asteroid, on the other hand, that game gets crazy.
What game are you playing regularly, frequently?
Right now?
Yeah.
I always do rotational. When I got... My girlfriend got me
three
a...
Three or four.
My girlfriend got me a PlayStation 3 for Christmas. Mine was stolen a year and a half ago. Before
sucks,
I,
man.
Yes, it was life changing, but they stole everything. But she got me a new PlayStation 3 because she's amazing. Thank you, Kelly. I love you. The games that I got when I got it were... What did I get? I got Madden, just because.
Everyone has Madden.
Everyone has Madden. I downloaded the NBA Jam at the time, the On Fire Edition, just because. And the X-Men game, just because those were games to play. Yeah. I dug through my old discs. I found my old Tony Hawk, so I just played that. And Star Wars Terras Kasi. I got out the Orange Box. I played Orange Box games. I got Mass Effect 2, okay, which I've kind of played through and gotten a little bit through it. Dead Space 2. Dead Space, the first Dead Space, probably my all-time favorite game. Dead Space 2, I've gotten to a point where I think I'm in like level 10, so I'm probably like two levels away from the end.
Was Dead Space the one where they had Little Girl and Big Brother? Or
no, that's...
It doesn't matter.
Why am I drawing a blank? It's a good game, though.
Yeah.
This is how tired I am. I can't.
Oh, Dead Space is the one where it's actually Dead Space.
Yes,
you're
where the planet crackers.
You're pretty much by yourself. And
yep, like, and you're dealing with the yeah.
It's well, like Metroid, only not
10
Metroid.
Times better. It's phenomenal. I was playing Dead Space 2 for a while. Cannot get past this one level. Drives me nuts. So I played Mass Effect for a little while. It got to be a little too cinematic for me. Yeah, it's not bad. The cinematics are great, but it just kind of got like, well, I'd rather play a game where I'm killing people.
Sure.
So I got Battlefield 3 recently. I'd been playing Madden, played that for like 8 years. I was playing Tecmo Bowl Throwback just because. And if you play as most of the teams, you basically, it doesn't matter what you do, you can't win. Unless you're like Houston, San Francisco, Miami, or there's like four of them. And you really...
Oakland.
Yeah, and you really can't win unless you're four of them.
Yeah.
And I want to play as Cleveland because that's my team. And you can't win with Cleveland.
Nope.
They can't their defense doesn't stop anything and they can't complete passes. It's just... It doesn't work. And then all their guys get hurt. It's,
yeah,
like, it's like real life Cleveland nowadays. So I was playing Tecmo. I finally got Battlefield 3 and... Like every Battlefield game, the first two levels stump the hell out of you, and once you get the hang of it again, you get good at it. Honestly, the second, they give you the intro level, which is like a mini level,
yeah,
a teaser, and then they give you the first level. The first level of Bad Company 2, at this one point, I died like 30 times. Now, I might have died 30 times total the rest of the game, but at this one point, I died like 30 times. I just could not run from like behind one barrel to behind another, because your teammates don't do anything.
Yeah, you're in a bad company.
Right, and so they occasionally they'll do something, but they don't do anything. So I'm playing Battlefield right now. I've put Tecmo Bowl down. I'm retiring that. I'm on a Madden break. I went ahead and God of War is one of my all-time favorite games. 1, 2, and 3, they're all amazing. I got the Chains of Olympus and Ghost of Sparta.
This looks like a button masher to me.
It is.
Okay.
But, I mean,
it's for me, then.
It's different.
Yeah,
it's the cinematics and the story of it. It's cool. Lots of blood.
Yeah,
it's stuff I like. I got the Ghost of War
mythology,
or the Ghost of Sparta and the Chains of Olympus. The kind of in between one and in between two things that they released for PSP.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not very good. The opponents, except for the bosses. And the super hard opponents, they're laughable at best. You know when they're coming. You know after you finish them, you're going to get a crate of health and a crate of magic. You know, it just gets to be so repetitive and easy. There's never a point where you're like, I shouldn't use up all my magic to beat the boss because I'm not going to get any magic later.
But I thought you're Kratos.
Well, right, but he has magic. He's the god of war. He's a god.
He's
magic.
Not even the god of war. Ares is the god of war.
He kills Ares in the first one.
He's still not the god of war, which is so stupid.
I know. They're rewriting the story. But I was playing that for a while. I beat both of them. They were incredibly simple. I was very... Well, and I realized it was a PSP game, and so whatever. So right now, I was playing MLB The Show, whatever the newest one, 12 was that. 12 or 11, I can't remember. Somebody let me borrow it. I was having a good time with that. So right now on the shelf, I've got MLB, I've got Orange Box, I've got Mass Effect, I've got, of course, Tony Hawk, Terras Kasi, and then I've got Battlefield 3. So right now I'm going to play Battlefield 3. I had been playing the old download version of Battlefield 1943. And I don't know if I'm just not good at the game anymore, but I couldn't kill anyone. I was shooting
Hackers, man.
It must be because the game's kind of old. I was shooting people in the head, and they weren't dying. And I would hit you with like 3 headshots from close range, and you wouldn't die. And I would get shot in the foot, and I'd die. And yeah. I was like, well...
You're playing on PC, too, aren't you?
No, I was playing on PS3.
No, well, the PS3, I don't know how they're hacking, but...
Either way, whatever it is, I'm not as it's not the same as when I used to play it, and I'd be one of the top killers. I'd be top 10 out of a 20-person team, at least the upper 50% every time. And so, if not the top player, I got a lot of top player medals. I mean, I was good at the game. Okay. I come back now, I can't kill 2 people.
Sure.
So, but I'm playing Battlefield 3. You?
All right. Well, I got about 3 games here. One of them is GoldenEye Source. It's a mod for the Source Code engine that is GoldenEye.
Okay.
If you know GoldenEye, the James Bond game of the N64, it's the exact replica of that game, but on the Source engine, and now you can play up to like 32 people in a server room. And people have added new levels into there where they've actual levels from the first person or from the one-player game itself.
Oh yeah,
you can now be in the level, the full level of that.
Nice.
In the Russian library, I was in
one
there.
Of the best levels.
Yeah, where you had to escape out of because you start with no weapons and you have to karate chop the one guy to get his gun and shoot the other guy and then try to run out the whole playing. Well, yeah, you're doing that. Only now you've got 32 other people shooting at you. And you are shooting at them. The other games that I'm playing, I still play Half-Life Episode 2.
Hell yeah.
Episode 2 is so goddamn impossible for me. I'm still lost in the White Forest.
It's not impossible for you. It's impossible for everyone.
Yeah. Well, I've been hearing people beat it in like 16 seconds or 16 minutes. And I'm like, what?
Bull crap.
Nope. There's people that have beat it in 16 minutes. And the third and final game is called DayZ. DayZ is this new modern-day horror-themed video game that is off of Arma 2 program. This game, survival is the key, and my God, I have had the hardest time. I live. I don't have a clan in the game, and I'm going around for... I might survive 16 minutes to maybe I've had a character last me actually 3 real day lives in the game. I'm amazed at this game. The zombies aren't what take you out. What actually takes you out is the other players. And this game is meant to piss you off. You start off with nothing but a bandage to if you get shot in the shot or get hit by a zombie. You can put a bandage on. And that's all you start with. And you've got to find everything and anything in the game and scrounge for it. But usually people are covering it and trying to get it from you.
Naturally.
So this is it's a new game that just came out just about 6-8 months ago. And surprisingly, it's already gotten up to... And it's only an alpha stage. Like, you know how there's betas where people... playtest.
Yep.
This is alpha playtesting. It's already got over 6 million people playing this game, and it's only been around for about 5-6 months.
Wow.
So they've gotten 6 million people into a game, which I think is amazing.
Now,
and
name drop again?
I'm sorry?
DayZ.
Yeah, DayZ. If you have Valve, you can download the Arma 2 Combined Operations. Get that, then you download the DayZ mod itself and install it into the thing. But there's guidelines on the internet that are perfect and show you exactly how to do it.
Yeah.
You have no problems. There's now an even new added-on world map that somebody's decided to create because they didn't like the first world map that's now in like a jungle setting.
Right.
This is actually Eastern European area is where this one's located at. It's pretty fun because there's two major cities. And the two major cities are where nothing but battles happen. Everyone's shooting everybody, and the zombies keep coming.
Oh, yeah?
And the two cities are called Electro and Cherno. There's a joke out there. There's a T-shirt that the guy that created the game has that says, "Who's firing in Cherno?" And that's an inside joke with the whole group is, well, yeah, I'm going to shoot you now. You're a noob because you're asking who's firing in Cherno. The game is now has been approved to be a standalone game instead of just a mod for a game.
Nice.
And he's been going around just broadcasting, and just it's amazing how this game's working. And this podcast is going to be about 60 minutes long, so we're going to be ending it here. Have a great night, everyone. The Battling Jesters.
Are we really at 60 minutes?
We're at 50 minutes and 44 seconds.
So we out-talked comedians with...
games. Yeah. We could have done that with... I think we could do
We could have done it with music easily.
We could have done it with music. Hockey. We could have done with comedy, too. We could have kept going.
Well, you know what that means, right?
What?
It means we're coming back next week with more...
Video games and...
Comedy and music and sports.
Blah, 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 news and... Oh yeah, the Olympics are over, so we probably should talk about the
We'll do an Olympic wrap up next week. How about that? We'll cover all the good names and all the cool stuff and the USA.
All right. Well, let's end it here. My name's Ed.
My name's Jesse.
And we were the Battling Jesters. Have a great night.
We were the Battling Jesters. Now we are the Sleeping Jesters. Goodbye.
See you in your dreams. Oh, come back anytime. Bring your friends.